Space, the final frontier. They say the Federation was a perfect society. But in the 24th century, all hardships had been eliminated. But while Starfleet boldly went where no one had gone before, we fought for our lives. Violence in the demilitarized zone is worse than it has ever been. Something must be done, and that is our story.
Our warp field's destabilizing. We can't maintain the speed.
Get us to the border if you can.
I'm trying.
Weapon status?
Phasers aren't doing any damage.
Torpedoes?
I just shot off the last two. Their shields are too strong. Craft's shields are gone.
The warp core's cooling system is damaged. Have to take us out of warp now, or it'll breach.
Do it.
The Cardassian ship overshot us, but they're coming about.
How long until we reach Federation space?
At impulse, about 3 hours.
Then we're finished.
If we divert all power to phasers, I might be able to punch through their shields. Do a little damage before they destroy it.
Do it.
Wait, they're hailing us. Audio only.
Hold your fire.
You're not gonna surrender, are you? You know what the Cardis do to their prisoners.
Consider it more time to get a good weapons lock. Put them on speakers.
Maquis ship, this is Glenn Ekman of the Fourth Order. You are outgunned and you cannot escape.
Do you have a point?
You are Alan Faust, correct?
I might be. Why?
I have orders to put you under arrest. If you allow yourself to be transported aboard the Valnir, the rest of your crew may go free.
I don't know you're telling the truth. You could destroy us the moment we lower our shields.
Your ship could be destroyed at any moment. Consider your options.
Is she serious?
Don't listen to her. She's lying. They always lie.
If she is, then it won't matter. Lower the shields.
Ellen, you don't have to do this.
I do, actually. I'm responsible for all of you. Lower the shields.
Understood. Shields down.
Open a channel. This is Ellen Faust. You may transport when ready.
Alright, I've taken care of all the tricky parts. This course is as ready as it'll ever be.
Understood. Tarek, are the docking clamps secure?
As secure as I can make them, but you can never be sure with the third-hand crap they give us.
Will they, in your professional opinion, be sufficient in holding our cargo container when we go to warp?
Oh sure, they'll last another mission or two before they give out and kill everyone on board.
Then I am taking us to warp.
Someone's cranky today.
I think I like the new, sarcastic Tarek.
Very funny.
Enough. We have a long enough journey to make without sniping at each other.
I'll say. Did you plot this course with your eyes closed and ours? We have to double back 3 times.
4 times, actually. If you want to try drawing up a course that gets us from one end of the DMZ to the other without crossing any Cardassian sensor zones, be my guest.
Oh no, 2 weeks of hauling cargo sounds like ever so much fun.
The cargo is urgently needed. Smuggling may not be an engaging assignment, but conflicts like ours are won through logistics as much as combat.
I know, I'm just not looking forward to it. Plus, we'll barely be able to maneuver with that container if a Cardi ship does catch us.
With Andar's navigation, we should not have to.
What do you mean, should, Savay?
Only that we must always be wary of complications.
Incoming subspace signal.
Speak the devil and he shall appear.
Huh?
It's an old Earth expression. I thought you'd know it, Maria.
Earth's a big place. You can't expect me to remember every saying. Hell, I've only visited twice.
Who's transmitting the signal?
It looks like the committee chairman's code. Hang on, I'm having trouble with the decryption algorithms.
I've had to do some jury rigging with the ship's computer. Give me a second to reset the priorities.
Wonder what the boss has to say?
We shall soon find out.
That should do it.
I've got it. Yep, it's the committee chairman. He's using a top priority channel, too.
Put it on the monitor.
Apache, are you receiving me?
Affirmative.
You are being given a new assignment. The extraction of Ellen Faust from Cardassian hands.
What?
Her ship was attacked near the Federation border 3 hours ago. Ellen was taken prisoner and is en route toward the Cardassian headquarters on Velos Prime.
Wait, how do we know that?
Her crew were able to calculate the Cardassian ship's trajectory when it departed.
The Cardis left her ship intact after beaming her off it?
That seems to be the case. I'm sending you all the data we have. The committee has voted that you use whatever means necessary to recover her.
What about reinforcements?
Other ships have been notified, but you are the closest by far to Velos Prime. cannot afford to wait until their arrival.
What about this box of warheads we're hauling?
Set it adrift. This assignment takes priority over anything else. Good luck.
One of our committee members captured by the Cardies. That doesn't bode well.
Do I also know why we're on a time limit?
Torture, mostly.
Of course.
They're really good at getting people to talk.
I've got a new course laid in. Survey?
Ellen.
Survey! Wake up!
Of course. My apologies, I lost focus. Tarek, detach the cargo containers.
Done.
Bringing us to a new course and increasing to maximum warp.
Are you all here, Survey?
Yeah, you seem out of it.
A correct observation. I am not at my best. Andars, I want you in charge of this mission.
Okay. Are you going to pretend that that makes sense?
He's got a point.
It is quite simple. Ellen and I have a very personal connection. I cannot be trusted to stay objective for this assignment.
Personal? As in...
As in, we were lovers.
Huh. Sorry. I guess it shouldn't be surprising. You don't see many Vulcans and humans together.
Ellen is a unique woman.
Well, I better take over for this mission, then.
Very logical.
Not to disrupt the awkwardness, but the Cardies didn't even try to hide where they were going. They want us to follow them.
Agreed. This is most likely a trap.
I'd be suspicious if it wasn't.
What do you want?
Only to talk, for now. I'm Glenn Ekman.
I guessed. I doubt we have anything to talk about.
You'd be surprised. Are you comfortable?
As comfortable as I can be after being taken hostage and losing a molar.
I apologize for that. Procedure, you understand. I instructed them to use an anesthetic.
Was that a tactic to gain my trust, or are you turning Federation?
Neither.
When does my trial start? Am I allowed to ask that? I always forget how to navigate through the circus you call a justice system.
The trial will begin in due time. There's much for you to tell us first.
Torture, then. I can only imagine the publicity that'll get in the Federation.
Nothing so unreliable. Once you've told us everything we need to know, there'll be a demonstration in the effectiveness of Cardassian justice.
Go to hell.
Your attitude is a problem. This device will solve it.
Oh gods.
You recognize it then?
We've known about the limbic manipulator for months now.
Then you'll be familiar with its effects.
I know it can be resisted.
Really? Is that what the Apache crew told you? What? Wait, where are you going? Don't worry, I'll be by soon to see if you're up for a more stimulating conversation. The guards are right outside the cell block if you wish to get this over with sooner. Bridge. Report.
The Maquis scanned our warp trail before setting course back into the DMZ. Once they were outside our jamming field, they sent out several encoded messages that we couldn't trace.
We're sure they traced our course.
Unless they're blind.
Any progress with the prisoner?
Some. She knew about the manipulator, which could either make her more resistant or build a fear response to make her more pliable. I estimate at least 12 hours before we can get any useful information.
That gives the Maquis plenty of time to cover any vulnerabilities she exposes. We'd have more time if we'd at least disabled her ship.
Or destroyed it. One fewer ship for them to attack us with.
No, I want the Maquis to think they can still rescue Miss Faust if they move quickly. I want them to commit without time for a real plan.
You're sure they'll send the Apache?
It's difficult to be sure of anything regarding the Maquis, but they'll send someone they think can get the job done. The Apache is one of their most successful ships.
Even so, they won't be foolish enough to attack us head-on.
Indeed. We must expect subterfuge. Modify probe 17A with these specifications.
Yes, ma'am.
I hope I'm on the bridge when they come after us. They have a lot to answer for.
Now approaching the Velos system, dropping out of warp.
Well, Andars, you said you'd come up with a plan on the way, and now we're here.
Give me a minute. I'm trying to get a scan of the system. I have to stick with passive sensors or the spoonheads will detect us.
Assuming they don't detect us anyway. We're only guessing how far their sensors can see.
I put in plenty of margin for error.
If they had detected us, we would know it by now.
Unless they're being really clever. We can never tell with the Cardies.
Scan's done. I'm detecting one vessel about the size of a patrol ship orbiting Velos Prime. Its shields are all military grade.
That is most likely the ship which took Ellen, the Valnir, if our information is accurate.
There are a dozen larger ships with much weaker shields going into and out of the system, probably freighters.
There is also a large Cardassian military base on the surface of Ellis Prime.
That's a lot of hostile ground to search for one woman.
We won't have to search the base. She's probably being held on the Valnir.
Now we're making wild guesses about their tactics, too? Great.
Andar's suggestion is logical. The Velos base has a great number of personnel entering and exiting throughout the day. It would be vulnerable to infiltration.
But the Valnir is completely self-contained. There's no way on board so long as their shields are up. That's assuming they haven't handed her off to someone else.
We must assume they have not.
We'd know if the Cardassians sent another military ship into the DMZ, and the Valnir hasn't had time to drop her off.
Plus, we know Glenn Ekman likes to oversee interrogations personally.
I remember.
We need a way onto that ship, and a means to escape pursuit.
That'll be a neat trick. Against a ship that triples our armament and almost doubles our warp speed.
The sarcasm isn't nearly as endearing now.
Maybe we could distract them by blowing up some civilians. That's how we operate, isn't it?
Are you still upset about Uxia? The Cardassians have done the same thing to us on a half dozen colonies.
I need to check the engines.
That's too bad. He's pretty good at solving impossible problems when his head is on straight.
I will speak with him. The two of you continue planning.
You're going to ask what's bothering me?
That much is obvious. I knew what happened on Uxia would upset you, but I didn't believe it would affect your work on a critical assignment.
I'm sorry my crisis of conscience is inconvenient for you.
Why did you join the Maquis, Tarek?
What does that have to do with anything?
It may have been a mistake if you find our work so unpalatable.
When I joined, our work was to protect people who couldn't protect themselves.
That is still the Maquis' goal, but we must sometimes use whatever methods are available to us.
We can't do that by attacking people who've never hurt us. What we did on Uxia was one step away from ethnic cleansing.
I agree.
You do?
Our attack on Uxia gave the Cardassians justification to increase their presence in the DMZ and forced Starfleet to step up operations against us. It was illogical.
But you still did it.
Indeed, and I will always bear responsibility.
Why then?
Because the Maquis must be unified if we are to accomplish anything. That means we cannot choose which orders to follow.
So it's all about the chain of command?
We must act together or we will fail. What you must ask yourself, Tarek, is if you can stay with us in good conscience.
You mean leave the Maquis?
That is your option. Uxia will not be the last time we must make difficult decisions.
I don't even know what I would do with myself. Gods, I've only been in the Maquis a year and I can barely imagine leaving.
For my own part, I hope you choose to stay.
Really?
As you said, the Maquis was founded to protect our colonists. I have nothing but respect for Andars and Maria, but too many voices like theirs, and we may lose sight of that goal.
That's not an excuse.
Perhaps not. Can I count on you until this mission is over, at least?
Of course. I'll do my job.
Good. I should see what Andars and Maria have come up with.
Wait, are you doing all right, Sade?
I'm not certain what you mean.
Someone you really care about is in trouble. I thought you might want to talk about it.
I appreciate the gesture, but it is unnecessary.
Well, if you're sure.
I am, and I can feel you trying to read my thoughts. We'll have that conversation another time.
Welcome back.
Are we going to have a problem with Tarek?
I don't believe so. Progress?
Maria's got part of a plan, and all things considered, I've heard worse.
Oh, thank you so very much.
Tell me.
Right. Computer, display the Valnir's shield readings. I looked at the scans and noticed their shields aren't constant. They dropped for a few seconds just minutes after we got here. Around 2200 hours.
Which, if your chronometer is set to Cardassian naval time, is just after the end of third shift.
Logical. Off-duty personnel are likely taking shore leave on the planet.
If that's true, the shields will drop again at 600 hours.
With their shields down, I could do some serious damage in a few seconds.
Of that I have no doubt, but our objective is not to destroy the Valnir.
I'm not that trigger-happy, Sve. I should be able to damage them just enough so we can beam Faust out and be gone before they can chase us.
How do you propose we get within weapons range without being detected?
I haven't quite figured that out yet.
I think I have. Computer, display all ships inbound to Vela's system. One of these freighters should give us cover, if we stay close to their impulse exhaust ports.
How close?
About 20 meters should do it. Closer, if you can.
What is to stop the freighter from detecting us?
Freighters don't have military-grade sensors. We can power down in their flight path, and we should look like a small asteroid until we disappear into their exhaust trail.
It's strange. Your part of the plan sounds riskier than mine.
Wonders never cease.
What happens if the freighter we're hiding behind makes a sudden course change?
I trust that Savay can keep us within 20 meters. If she doesn't, we'll know very quickly.
Indeed.
Are you waiting for something?
You are in command of this mission, Andars. It is your choice whether we proceed or not.
Right. Then plot a course that puts us in the flight path of an inbound freighter.
Understood.
Maria, I want a firing solution ready for the Valnir.
Please, I've had one worked out for hours.
Then go over it again and make sure it's perfect.
Why don't I just go check over all the hand phasers too while I'm at it?
Hold on, Ellen. Hold on.
Mind if I sit here?
Go ahead. Everyone else went planet-side the moment their shift was over.
Can't say I blame them. I'd have joined them if we weren't on alert.
Wouldn't it have been better to keep everyone on the ship if we're expecting the Maquis to come after the prisoner?
Well, you might not mind being in space for months at a time, but the enlisted and most of the officers certainly do. How's this do?
Ugh, a Federation replicator could have done better. It still seems risky to let people take shore leave at a time like this.
Morale would plummet if we were in orbit above a tourist trap like Velos Prime and didn't let anyone beam down. Yarlan City is supposed to have the best restaurants outside of Cardassia.
Don't remind me. I'm still trying to finish this stew.
You should have gone with the eggs. I can almost imagine they're fresh. That bad?
No, it's just sitting here. It feels wrong. Maquis attacks happen almost every day, and we aren't doing anything about it. How many Cardassians are going to die while we wait here?
Every strategy requires sacrifice. You seemed eager a few hours ago.
I was, for the first 13 orbits. How do we really know the Maquis will send anyone? What if they just write Faust off as a loss?
Glenn Ekman doesn't think they will.
I know. She's done right by us, but...
If you have something to say, now would be a good time.
Doesn't she seem a bit obsessed with that ship? The Apache, I mean. They got away from her once, and now she's making us sit here to wait for them.
The crew of that ship have a lot of Cardassian blood on their hands. Are you saying we shouldn't try to capture them?
It's not what I meant.
I know it isn't, but Ekman knows what she's doing here. Trust me on that.
If you say so. I'm going to get some sleep. Let me know if we beam some decent food on board.
They won't come for me. I wouldn't come for me. It's a trap. It has to be a trap.
Good evening.
Cardi murderer, what do you want? Why are you here?
I can see the manipulator has had time to do its work.
I won't tell you. I can't tell you. Not tell you. How are you doing this?
It's a simple principle. Your conscious mind filters out the things you want to say from the background of instinctual thought. The manipulator removes that filter.
You'll be stopped. Please turn it off. This is illegal.
Not under Cardassian law. Now, I'd be very interested in knowing how you joined the Maquis.
Why is that important? I was one of the founding members. We did it to stop you.
Very good. What was your profession before the Maquis?
Law, philosophy? I was a teacher. I couldn't let you keep killing us.
Excellent. I think you're ready for more difficult questions. Who is the Maquis committee chair, and where can I find him?
No. I am my mind. I act in accordance with my will.
That's a Vulcan meditation mantra, isn't it?
There can be no discord. The mind acts as it wills. There is control. There is peace.
Very interesting. I imagine Savay taught you that?
I am my mind. I act in accordance with my will.
It seems you do, for now. I shall return in a few hours to see if that's still the case.
I am my mind. I act in accordance with my will.
Freighter's reducing speed.
Compensating.
This will go a lot smoother if we don't slam into the freighter we're hiding behind.
I am operating on minimal thrusters to avoid detection. It means a loss in maneuverability.
That crew should take better care of their ship. Its engines are a mess.
That's just shameful. We should report them.
I'm just saying. If you have a ship that works, you should take care of it.
Time to focus. We're almost in weapons range of the Valnir.
Any signs they've detected us?
Not that I can see. The freighter's moving into a high orbit.
Understood. Altering course.
Look at that. Right where we need to be and with a few minutes to spare.
Told you this plan was a winner.
Profits! Why did you have to say that?
What is the problem?
I can't get any reading through the Valnir's hull.
Active sensors. The freighter should still conceal us.
I already tried that. Must be some kind of new hull plating. Can't even find Faust's life signs, let alone get a lock on her.
Can we transport to the Valnir and search for her manually?
Yes, but without sensors, we'd be beaming over blind. We could materialize inside a wall! We're at 2 minutes.
There must be another way.
I'm thinking!
What if I shot some holes in the hull? Could you scan through it then?
Only into the area you'd have exposed to space.
Wait! I've got it. Maybe.
Time is short.
We can't scan through the hull, but we've still got the basic layout of a Hideki-class ship. We can beam over and use our comm signals as something to lock onto. Computer, display schematic C-173.
No good. These schematics aren't complete. The holding cells aren't listed.
But engineering is.
Right. Tarek and I can beam in there and get the coordinates, then send them back to the Apache.
Why us two? Maria's a lot better in a fight.
I need you to figure out the Cardassian equipment. We need Savay here to fly the ship and Maria on weapons.
I don't imagine the Cardassians will be happy to see you.
We'll manage.
That's that then. I'm inputting transporter coordinates.
Weapons locked on target.
Their shields are dropping.
Fire.
The freighter Lenzig is going into high orbit approximately 700 kilometers to starboard.
Acknowledged.
Second shift stands ready to relieve you, Glenn Ekman.
I stand relieved. I hope you won't mind if I remain on the bridge a little longer. Our prisoner will need more time before she's ready to give up any useful information.
Of course.
That goes for me too. I want to be around if they take the bait.
If you'd rather stay here than enjoy some real food on the planet, who am I to say no?
Hard to relax with a knife hanging over your head.
Keep your station, then. What's the trouble with the prisoner?
He's using a Vulcan meditation technique to resist the manipulator's effect.
Vulcan?
I should have expected it. We knew she and Captain Savay were close before they joined the Maquis. Still, it is only a matter of time.
Transporter room is requesting permission to beam first shift crew to the planet.
Acknowledged. Lowering shields.
Report!
Phaser fire from close range. External sensors are damaged. I can't determine the exact source.
Incoming torpedoes. Brace for impact. Starboard shields are gone.
Minimal power to weapons. I still can't locate the enemy ship.
Activate transport scramblers.
Done. Only 45% are responding.
Transporter activity in engineering. Weapons fire detected.
Second security group, get to engineering. Lamor, secure the ship's computer. Tarsh, get to the holding cells with whoever you can find.
Computer secured.
The holding cells?
Trust me. Go.
Yes, ma'am. You, with me.
Yes, sir.
More weapons fire and engineering.
Focus on sensors. There's a Maquis ship out there and we need to find it.
Yes, ma'am. Scanning. But even if we find it, there isn't enough power in the weapons to do any real damage.
I'm aware of that. Keep scanning.
Phasers recharged. Torpedoes loading.
Hold fire. You did enough damage with your first volley.
I have a lock on their bridge. I can destroy it with one shot.
That would further damage the structure of the Valnir, endangering Ellen as well as Andars and Tarek.
Glenn Ekman is probably on the bridge. She's behind all of this. Let me take care of her.
That is not our mission. Hold your fire. Andars, report.
We've got engineering for now, though I'm not sure how long we can keep it. Tarek is working on accessing their systems.
Status of the Valnir?
They're still drifting. I hit their sensors bad enough, they shouldn't be able to see us.
Make Veers locked down, but I can manually access the internal sensors.
Make it fast. There are some very unhappy Cardassians on the other side of that door.
Got it. I'm linking to the Apache's computer.
Let's see. Scanning. There she is! One human near the starboard aft.
Great. Beam us back so we can grab her and get out of here.
Energizing. Stand by.
What's wrong?
We're waiting over here.
The Cardassians have put up transporter scramblers in several areas.
You're right. Engineering, the bridge, and the cell blocks. We can't beam into any of them.
Give me a few minutes and I can at least override the scrambler around engineering.
We do not have a few minutes. Maria, transport me to just outside the cell block. I will retrieve Ellen and disable the transport inhibitor.
No way! This is exactly the sort of crazy you put me in charge to stop.
Maria, will you please set the coordinates?
Whatever you say. Energizing. Maria here.
Did she just...
Yep.
Wonderful. Okay, I've taken down the transport scrambler in engineering. You should be able to beam us back. Now would be good. The doors won't hold much longer.
Gotcha. Computer, set transport for one to the following coordinates. Set for simultaneous transport with Andars and Taric. Energize.
What in Prophet's name is going on here?
Just a second. Looks like Save and Maria both beamed over to different coordinates on the Cardassian ship.
Oh, of course they did. Why wouldn't they? Can you get them back?
Not yet. We've lost the link to the Valnir's internal sensors. I need to scan for their comm signals.
Get on it. I have a few points to go over with Save and her lectures on logic.
Look out! Access denied.
I do not have time for this.
Say? Is that you? I can't see. It's too dark in here. Please help me.
Ellen, what is wrong?
The machine. The table. Please turn it off. Are you really here?
I see the device. I am deactivating it. What is your status?
Thank you. Thank you. That thing. Couldn't control what I said. I can still feel it. I tried to stop. Please get me out of here.
Ellen, are you hurt?
No, not bad. I just wanted to touch you, so I could know that you were real. I can barely think.
Be assured that I'm real. Stay back. I will find a way to disable the force field.
Please hurry.
Save, this is Apache, and you'd better answer.
I can hear you.
I can't wait to hear your justification for this.
We can discuss that later. I have a mission to complete.
You're right. Later. Is Maria with you?
Maria? No, she's not.
Damn. She transported over too. We haven't found her signal yet.
I see.
You're inside a transport scrambler field. Disable the emitter and we'll beam you back.
Understood. The emitter is a deck below my position, but I can disable it by destroying one of the power conduits in this wall.
Great. Do it.
Not yet. There's a force field around Ellen's cell. I need to shut it off before we can transport her out.
That won't be easy. Cardassian security systems are tough.
A moment. There are more Cardassians approaching.
What are you doing?
Sealing the door.
I won't hold them long.
I am well aware. Focus on finding Maria. I will inform you when we are ready to transport back. Survey out. There is a way to bring down this force field. You will find it.
Maquis operatives, I have orders to take you alive if I can. Surrender and you won't be hurt.
I'm afraid we must refuse your offer.
Very well.
Oh gods, they'll be through soon.
There's a way to disable this force field. We must only find it.
What, you didn't think to ask the Cardassian commander for her codes?
I did not.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean it like that. I can still barely control what I say.
I understand what it is like to lose control. You will recover once you're out of here.
Are you alright?
Merely a bit of excess current in this wiring. I'm fine.
Can you short-circuit the force field?
Perhaps, but it will take some time.
You don't have a lot. The door will be a puddle on the floor soon.
I am aware.
Save, you are out of time. Let us beam you back before they capture you too.
He's right. You have to go.
Not yet.
It isn't logical for you to stay.
I would thank you not to lecture me on logic while I'm working.
They're coming through. Please get out of here.
Done.
Weapons on stun.
Get down.
We did it.
Not yet. Andars, transport now.
We can't. Scrambler fields are still up. Can you still hit the power conduit and disable it?
Not without exposing myself to Cardassian fire.
There's nowhere to run. Surrender now.
We'll take our chances.
Are you certain? At this range, Cardassian phasers can be deadly, even on stun.
I'm not going under that machine again.
I understand.
What are you doing?
Getting us out of here.
No! Stop!
Shoot her!
Save!
And our... Energize.
Thank you.
Security reports they're still working to take back engineering. There's been weapons fire in the holding cells.
Understood. Keep scanning for the Maquis ship.
I'm trying. External sensors are so badly damaged, there are false readings everywhere. And our weapons probably won't make a scratch, even if we do find it.
I did not ask for input on my orders.
Maybe you should have, before we dangled ourselves out here for the Maquis to attack.
This is not the time. We all have jobs to do, whether you agree with my decisions or not.
I'm sorry, ma'am. Scanning.
For what little it's worth, this fight isn't finished yet.
Found them, I think. One raider off the starboard aft, but there could be more we aren't seeing. They've surprised us so far.
Possible, but I don't believe so. Do we have enough power to launch a probe?
One or two.
Load probe 17A and launch it at the Maquis ship.
Yes, ma'am. Done. But a probe isn't going to stop them. At this range, they probably won't even notice it.
I'm counting on that.
Report. Internal sensors are reading transporter activity in the turbo lift.
Get out!
Remember me? Glenn Ekman!
Ah! Now that's just a shame. It's what happens when you get between me and my target.
Lamore, stay with me. You're gonna be fine.
It's... all right. It doesn't hurt. It's just numb. Numb all over.
Come on, you can't hide behind that console forever.
Maybe I don't have to.
No, that's just sad. I've got you pinned down so badly you can't even get a good shot off.
My officer is wounded. Let me get a med kit and we can resolve whatever's between us.
Somehow, I'm not ready to take you at your word. Maybe it was scrambling my brain with your machine that did it.
I'm asking as one soldier to another that you let me help my officer.
I've got no uniform. Guess that means I'm not a soldier.
Just kill her. Don't take risks for me.
I do remember you, Maria Belmont.
Good.
I remember how you told me everything I wanted to know after a few hours with the manipulator.
Go to hell!
Computer, all bridge lights off. This is Glenn Ekman. I am being pursued by a Maquis operative on Deck 1, and there is a medical emergency on the bridge. Damn it, can anyone hear me? Fine, then we'll settle this ourselves.
I'll make you pay for what you've done to me. What you've done to all of us.
Computer, seal this door and engage emergency force field.
Found yourself a nice cargo bay to hide in, huh? And a force field, very nice. I'll just go find myself a way around it, shall I? See you soon.
This is Glenn Ekman. I am in the forward cargo bay. If anyone can hear me, please respond. Computer, status of communication systems.
External damage has caused power disruptions to multiple systems, including internal communications.
Reroute life support power from non-critical areas to restore communication.
Affirmative.
This is Glenn Ekman to security. Respond.
This is Tarish. Comms are barely operational. We've taken back engineering and we have at least one Maquis pinned down in the cell block. I'm sending reinforcements to you now.
No, Lamore is badly injured on the bridge. Send someone to get her to the medical bay.
You're breaking up. Engineering reports you should have main power back then.
Damn it. If you can hear me, get a medical team to the bridge. Ekman out.
Now that's just touching. Drop the phaser.
How did you get in here?
Drop it. Or I'll have to cut this short.
Very well. Now how did you get in here?
Through that hatch across the bay. It's good to know Cardassian ships have Jeffrey's tubes just like ours. If you'd been paying more attention, you might have seen me.
I will have reinforcements here soon. Are you waiting for something?
I just wanted a better look at you. You're a lot smaller outside the interrogation room.
I'm sorry to disappoint you.
I'll survive. You won't, though.
What?
No. Stop!
Got her. Warp speed.
No. Send me back. I've got to go back.
Can't do that. The Cardassians almost had main power back online. Any longer and they'd have blown us to bits.
You don't understand. I was this close.
Close to what?
To killing Glenn Ekman. You know, the one who tortured us.
I'm sorry, Maria. We cannot send you back.
Then you should have left me there so I could finish the damn job. You had no right to stop me.
Sevay's hurt. This isn't the time for an argument.
It's all right, Ellen. I can still function.
I could have killed her! Damn it, why didn't I push the button a second earlier?
If you had killed Glenn Ekman, the Cardassians would only have replaced her. It was illogical to risk one of our most valuable operatives for so little gain.
You don't know a damned thing!
Maybe we should have let her stay. I wouldn't have mind seeing Ekman dead.
It's done now. Maria will be angry with me for a time, but she's alive.
Will you please sit down? I've done what I can, but you shouldn't push yourself.
Gladly.
It was a bit unfair to tell her that she was being illogical, after everything you did to get me out of that cell.
I have never claimed to be perfect, but I did achieve my objective.
You were damned lucky.
True, and I would repeat my actions if necessary.
We'll have that out when you're fully recovered. Now I've got to go talk to Maria, make sure she's something close to all right.
Wait. I checked the ship's targeting logs after you beamed us back. You had weapons targeted on the Valnir's holding cells.
Wasn't sure you were going to make it. Couldn't have both of you captured and giving information to the Cardassians.
I see.
Actually, it was Tarek's idea.
A prudent backup plan, Tarek.
Cold-blooded is what it was.
The two are often one and the same.
If you say so.
Does this mean you plan to stay with the Maquis?
Looks like I'll have to. If everyone else is always running off half-cocked on suicidal missions, I better check on the engines.
Does he really need to check the engines? Or is that just how he gets out of awkward conversations? Perhaps both. Just the two of us now. Like old times.
I don't recall phaser fights or prison breaks at the Earth-Vulcan Cultural Exchange.
You really shouldn't have taken so many risks to get me out. What I know isn't that much risk to the Maquis.
I would have come for you even if you knew nothing at all. I always will.
I'm glad.
Computer, pause. Report.
Engineering has a final damage estimate, ma'am. 2 weeks until the ship is at full capacity, at least.
Thank you, Tarsh. I was expecting worse.
The Maquis limited their fire to specific areas.
I suppose it was primarily a rescue mission for them. Casualties?
9 serious injuries, mostly from engineering.
I see.
Any word on Lamor?
She's in surgery now. It'll be a long recovery even in the best case scenario.
Have you reported to Central Command yet?
Not yet.
Well, when you do, it's been a privilege to serve with you.
You expect I'll be going somewhere?
Frankly, I don't see how Central Command can overlook this. We lost a prisoner, took heavy damage, and let the Maquis escape.
All true, but there is one mitigating factor. Computer, resume scanning.
Is that...
Information from the Maquis ship's computer. Names, dates, locations. It's all encrypted for now, but we'll decode it soon enough.
How did you get it?
The Maquis were focused on rescuing the prisoner. That made it possible to get a probe close enough to access their computer memory.
They didn't detect it?
Their sensors were focused on keeping track of their operatives.
You planned all of this?
I planned to capture the Apache and put its crew on trial. Instead, one of my officers was wounded so badly she may never recover. The probe was merely a contingency, one which proved to be my only saving grace.
Central Command will be pleased, at least.
With this information, we can finally go on the offensive against the Maquis. They'll pay for everything they've done. I'll see to it.